All right, welcome to Sunday School. Let's start with a word of prayer. We need help. Who has a song we can start with? Yes. Number 40. All right, number 40. Thank you. Jesus loves me, this I know,
for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Verse 3.
Jesus loves me.
Thank you. That is a tune it down. that is a verse in John 17. That first verse we sang, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. I thought of the verse. It says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be where I am. I want to talk about gifts and treasures. In these boxes, there's one here to John Kaiser, but the contents were empty. What was sent to him wasn't there. I put something in there for you. And you, and you, each and every child. I'm very thankful for the Gospels. It talks about the Lord Jesus wanting children to come to him. And he wants you to come to him now while you are young. He has a special love for you children. This box also came to John Kaiser, but it doesn't have any names in it. A gift. What has to happen with a gift? Who's had a birthday recently? Yeah? And what happens on birthdays?
You get presents.
You get presents. Do you usually get one present? How many presents do you get?
You get like three or four.
Three or four?
Six.
Six. How many do you get? Did you get a little train present? A book with trains?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes?
Usually I get around 14 presents.
Oh, wow. So, who gives you presents? Is it people you don't know? Does some, yeah?
It's my grandpa and grandma.
Oh, grandpa and grandma?
Family.
The president usually doesn't give you a present. Or other people you don't know, right? You don't get presents from them. Now, you take a present and you have to do what? Usually it's wrapped up. What you have to open it, unwrap it, and then being a child, you usually it's something you can play with, right? And you can enjoy. You know, the presents that you get from people that know you, it's usually I'll use a word tailored to you. That means bear, right? That means bear, okay. Your daddy and mommy know you, and they know what you like, and they're like, they say, oh, that present, I think bear will like that present. And so they go and get it, put it in a box, and then they give you the present. And you have to what? You open it, and you play with it, right? You play with the present? Hopefully, you thank the one that gave you the present, right? Oh, thank you, Grandpa and Grandma. Thank you, Daddy and Mommy. Oh, give thanks. You know, let's read some scriptures. You know, it's exhorted. Should stick close to scriptures, and that's a good exhortation. I want to read about gifts, and there's some gifts that are good and some that are not good. Mark 10:18. And I'm I guess probably as a speaker I should know what time I should end. Let's see, 10:15. Okay, very good. And the type of gift can't be different than its source. It's kind of a hard concept. But let's say there's a stream of water and it's coming from a glacier where there aren't any pollutants. There's just minerals in that glacier and it's just coming down the mountain. Is that usually clear water? What we would call pure water? It's coming from a good source, right? Well, what if that pure water is good to hear and then it gets down into the city and you have some factories and it happens in other countries now. It used to in the U.S. And these factories would just dump all sorts of bad things into there. They were like waste, whether it's chemicals or things that are yucky or green things and red things. That wouldn't be good water to drink, right? It's from a bad source, so you wouldn't drink that. So a good gift comes from above. And it has to have a good source. A bad gift, well, we'll talk about that maybe. But we want to talk about the good. So, Mark chapter 10:18. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. So we learn from the Lord Jesus Christ that there is one good, and that is God. God is good. James 1:17, we read there, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Who knows the verse that talks about giving has the word gave in it? Yes?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
That is right. God so loved the world. It started with God, the one that is good. And he loved the people of the world, each and every one of you. And then he gave. Do you know how good and perfect that gift is? He gave his son. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Does that mean we don't talk about this gift? Who's the unspeakable gift? Anybody down there? Go ahead.
It's Jesus, and also, you know what? On our shed, we have this verse.
Which one?
Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
That's wonderful. So it's not that we don't talk about him. We had a gospel meeting, right? But it's the gift is so the best, the greatest, most wonderful, awesomest, tremendous, gracious, merciful, blessed gift. We can't even describe how great the gift of the Lord Jesus is. That's what the apostle means, I believe, with that unspeakable gift. There's not words powerful enough, wonderful enough to express how great that gift was. So we see that the Father gave his son. Did he stop there? Do you only get one present in your whole life? You've answered so many questions. Thank you. Do you only get one present in your life? No? Have you gotten multiple presents? You've had multiple birthdays. Maybe it's not even your birthday and you get a present from your parents. Or your grandparents. Maybe you get a care package. No. The gift of the Lord Jesus Christ is not the end. Because God loves you that much. He continues to seek to bless you and give you gifts. What's the next gift that we get? Well, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's a wonderful verse. When you're saved, you get another gift. Let's read about that. John 14. We had that in the reading meeting, didn't we? John 14 and verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Who here still has a gift from 2 years ago? Yeah? What do you have? Yes, you.
I have a stuffed animal from, like, a very long time ago when I was born, though.
Okay. Stuffed animal from when you were born?
Me, too.
You, too? All right. Who else had a raised hand? Did you have one? No? Yes. All right.
It's a
stuffed animal frog. Stuffed animal frog. Stuffed animals are the way to go for longevity. Yes? You have a stuffed animal too? All right. You know, sometimes it's good to keep the older ones engaged in Sunday school. I'll just take something here. Bill. You have a stuffed animal. So you've kept that for a while. What kind of, I don't know, when you look at your stuffed animal from when you were born, what do you think about? Do you think about, oh, for me, it kind of makes me think about who gave it to me, right? Maybe it was a family friend or your dad and mom, and they were so happy, and you have a little gift, and it reminds you of the giver. This comforter is going to be with you forever. And he's going to help you all through this life. If you're saved, and he will be forever with you in heaven. Now that's quite the gift. Never grows old. Can always help you in the pathway of faith. We have that also in 1 Thessalonians 4:8, the latter end. It says, God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. So, do you sometimes take that stuffed animal and play with it? Like, kind of enjoy the gift once again? I think a huge thing about gifts is that they can become treasures. How do they become treasures? Well, we appreciate not only the gift, but the giver. Now, did you know that not only did the Father give the Son to be the Savior of the world, your Savior and Lord, he gave you the Spirit that indwells you, but each and every one who's the Lord's is actually a gift to the Lord Jesus. Now, this is where the talk gets. Do you know you're a gift to the Lord Jesus? And what does he do with you as a gift? I think he thinks about you every day. He prays for you. He loves you. He appreciates you. He wants to help you. Let's say you get an owie on your knee. Do you think he cares about that? I think he does. He cares about each and every one of you and what's happening in your life and what's happening in your mind, what you think about, what you desire, how you act towards your brothers and sister or sisters. Let's read the verse that we get that we are a gift to the Lord. John 17:24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. They also whom thou hast given me. And he wants us, we've been given to the Lord, he wants us to be where he's at. Right? Who has another song? Yes.
Number 14.
We'll sing the verses 2 and 3 with the refrain. Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? That's the perfect hymn. Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white, in the blood of the Lamb? For all the stuffed animals, people that have a gift of a stuffed animal, what would you, the giver, say if you took that stuffed animal and it's hard to even say it? What if you dragged it through the mud? What if you kicked it, tore it up, got it dirty? Never looked at it. Never thought about the one who gave you that gift. That'd be pretty sad, wouldn't it? Makes me sad to think about it. What about the Lord Jesus? He's been given to you as a gift. Do you think upon him? Do you thank him? Do you talk to him like a friend? Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Did I read 2 Peter 1, 3? Okay, thank you. 2 Peter 1, 3. Now, here's another gift that comes from above, and it's going to help us to not get dirty. Sometimes you hear in meeting a word called defiled. That's really dirty. 2 Peter 1, 3. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. try to take the easy route and find something about what are all these things. And perhaps it's something for us to meditate on and think about. Given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Godliness is being like God, and God is light. God is love. In Him, there's no variableness. There's nothing that would, there's no shadows. It's just pure light. The Lord is. And He's given us gifts, those all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And I think of it as a box, like a present. Open the present. You know, if you just leave a present on a box, what's inside won't do you any good, right? So we have to take these presents out of the box. So if we've been given something that pertains to life and godliness, we need to take it out of the box. We need to look at these things. Say, what's this for? What does reading of the Word of God give me? Well, that's part of the all things, I believe. Well, reading of the Word of God, it washes away defilement. Just walking through this world. Maybe I have a struggle with some of my siblings. Get angry a little. Well, the Word can say, be ye angry and sin not. That's kind of difficult to understand. The washing of water by the Word. So we can be washed. So that's a gift. There's prayer. We read in the Word of God about following in the steps of the Lord. Well, that's a gift. Reading the Gospels and seeing how the Lord acted, reacted, showed forth His love and His care for children. That's something in the box. There's the Spirit of God. That's something. But He's given us these all things. And sometimes, you know, growing up in a Christian family, we don't take these gifts out and lay them out in order. And say, well, this right here is for when I'm tempted to lie. Sometimes we think it's easier to lie than to tell the truth. Is it easier? In the moment, maybe. But what happens? Maybe you guys know a little poem. It starts with, oh, what a tangled web. Nobody? Do you have it? Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. And we get caught in our own web of lies. Our Lord Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you tell the truth all the time, you'll have freedom. There's no need to hide. There's no need to lie. You know, even when we've done bad things, we need to confess it to the Lord, and maybe even to our parents too, if we've sinned against them. I think of the David, was it? Against thee and thee only have I sinned. He knew that a sin against a person was a sin against God. Getting off track here. Back rows. Do you know that you are also a gift to your parents? Isn't that wonderful? I think somebody mentioned it during the meetings. And for us parents, how do we take care of our gifts, right? That's the exhortation for us. In the love and nurture, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, seeking to bring them up for His honor and glory. Most of all, that you're saved. And have a pathway, a successful pathway. So let's equip our children with what they need. And remember, parents, if they have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, they're not only your children, but they are actually brothers and sisters in Christ. They are part of the body of Christ. And so, seeking to raise them up in the nurture and admonition, it helps the body as well. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. I saw a hand raised up. Yes. Did you have one? Okay. Number 45. Maybe we'll read, sing numbers 46. Glad T-I-D-I-N-G-S, I-B-R-I-N-G, that J-E-S, to rest has come, to rest save me. Then He calls, and He calls all the G-I-R-L-S, and He wants all the O-I-S to. Who memorized the verse for this week? Okay. I'm going to pick some that haven't talked. What was the reference? Isaiah 53:5, right? Okay. You got it all memorized? Go ahead. But He was wounded?
But He was wounded for our transgressions, and He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you. Did you want to say it? Go ahead. But He was wounded?
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And He...
The chastisement
of our peace
was upon him.
Isaiah 53.
Thank you. You ready? Go ahead and stand up.
No? It was with us. No one just said.
It's bruised?
Yes, both.
What
happened? The one in the
chastisement?
The one in the chastisement.
Of our peace?
Of our peace.
Was upon him.
Was upon him.
Isaiah
53. Isaiah 55.
Thank you.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
You ready, Bear?
Yeah.
But he was wounded?
Yeah.
But he was wounded?
He was wounded.
For our transgressions?
Our transgressions.
He was bruised.
He was bruised.
For our iniquities.
For our iniquities.
Isaiah 53:5. You want to say your verse? Okay, go ahead.
He was bruised. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Would you like to say it?
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you.
He was wounded for our iniquities, for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
You want to say it?
Yeah.
He was wounded?
He's wounded.
For our transgression?
For our transgression.
Bruised?
He's bruised.
For our iniquities?
For our iniquities.
The chastisement of our peace?
Our chastisement of peace.
By his stripes?
By stripes.
We are healed.
We are here.
Say 53:5. Thank you. You guys good? All right.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Good.
He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you. Everybody good? Anybody else want to say it? I thought I saw you looking over at me. The first verse we started out with, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I think of the, it's written to all. And it's have you accepted that gift? Each and everybody could, if they wanted to, accept that gift. Have you accepted that gift? So, Jackson, hey ho, where's he at? No? You're right there? Come up here, please. I have a gift for you. Has your name on it. Are you going to accept it?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Allison Buchanan. Will you accept this gift? All right. Lucas Buchanan. Here you go. We'll accept it. I don't expect to see this in a couple years, okay? Let's see. Lillian Buchanan. Here's a gift.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Elijah Hejo. No? Verle Hollowell. Oh, thank you. I printed the last initial. Elijah Hapanowitz. Not here? Okay. Verle. Verle? She's sleeping? Oh, okay. I'll let Grandpa. He'll probably get it, I guess. Don't know the babies very well. Okay. Warren. Where's Warren? Do you want a gift? Here you go. Well, our time is up. Isn't it sad? You guys will have your candy. But there will come a time when that offer of salvation, the gift, will not be offered anymore. And no one can receive Jesus Christ as their Savior anymore like we can now. The day of grace will be shut. Truly, it's most important to accept that gift and then enjoy the gifts that God has given us. Let's pray.